Our question this morning, how do you handle life when it seems like everything is falling apart?
Call after hour maintenance.
Call after hour, yeah. If you're renting, you just call somebody else to come handle your problems for you. But Daniel and Lauren live on a, or not yet. Daniel lives, because I need to clarify my statement here. Lauren is still living at home. Daniel is renting an apartment that she will move into once they are married. But they're on the first floor and they're doing renovations on the second floor. So somebody broke a pipe or did something up there and it's been leaking in their apartment the last 2 or 3 days. So anyway, but yes, you do that. But if you don't have a manager or after hours maintenance guy to call, then what do you do? What?
You put a bucket under it.
Yes. Heather. All right, take things one step at a time and slow down. All right, Beth.
This is like, you know, 5 years from now, is this really going to matter? Do I need to get so worked up about it?
Okay. All right. So think in the future, well, is it really that big of a deal? Will it really make a difference? Lauren?
I like the phrase in the first year where you're talking about holding fast, and like holding fast to the truth. And I remember hearing that and learning that, but it was really hard for me to contemplate practically what that meant. And so then when I was studying Philippians 4:8, when it talks about think on these things, it actually gives specific things. And it's like you actually have something that you can run through your head, like, okay, what can I hold fast to?
All right, so focus on positive things and things that are more biblically based. Is that a good summation? Not really? All right. I tried. Debbie and then Jonathan. Okay, so just in a nutshell so everybody can hear, you have things that you can control, response to things that are out of your control. So the ones that you can control, you mentally choose, or of your conscious mind, choose to respond appropriately and correctly. Those that are out of your control, you go to the Word of God, you rely upon the fruit of the Spirit, and you seek God's help in those moments, because you can't control the loved one dying and the sorrow, the grief that you're going to go through because of that. Okay? Yes. Yes, Clarissa. Oh, I was supposed to come back to Jonathan. All right, Jonathan. You didn't remind me. I need that.
One, I like to tell myself it's just a moment in time.
Okay, it's so just a moment in time.
And a lot of times we'll be remembered, so how to behave in that moment.
Okay, great.
And the second part, and most of you don't know here, is let fall apart because maybe it's not my life, maybe it's their life, it's not what I want my life to be, or they don't deserve all the stuff that I'm putting forward, and it could fall apart. So it's just a moment in time, and I shouldn't really care about it. And if they fall apart, I'll still survive, I'll still be better, I still have a life and purpose. I don't need to handle everything or handle everyone else's life. See, sometimes you gotta realize that it's maybe not your life that's falling apart, or that it's not falling apart, and sometimes you handle it better by walking away.
Okay, so in the case if it's someone else.
Honor the moment though. I like to think like if I die and go to the afterlife, there's a big cloud screen, like a touch screen. And it's like reviewing my life in subtext. Thinking inside their minds and everything. And I'm like, if my moment was to be relived and judged, how did I behave in that moment? And it makes me just handle the moment more honestly. Not necessarily more professionally or more wound up tight, like trying to work harder and like be a perfectionist. I just try to behave better and nicer and kinder. Or sometimes I'm here and just let them handle it themselves, and I don't handle it at all because it's maybe not what I should be handling.
Okay, so you live in the moment, live in the moment, strive to respond appropriately to that, and then choose whether to get involved if it's involving somebody else or if it's in your own life. Realize that kind of if things are meant to be falling apart, there's a purpose for that and a reason, and you're going to learn from that.
Realize that I should have let my certain things control me, have self-control in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes a little nice thing and doing something nicer here, they might remember it and it has effects later on. Like I can be a witness now, even though I'm stressed and my life is falling apart, like how a person appears.
So, okay. So,
basically behavior. A lot of people are wound up too tight and these things matter so much and it doesn't. What you do and how you treat them is matters more than how it's
okay, so so your involvement with others when, as your life is, when you're struggling in your life or vice versa, how you're, because a lot of what you're talking about is response with other people or how they view you as you're going through that, is what I'm getting.
A lot of people handle life like, they handle a speed bump in life like it's a cliff, like you're going to fall off.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Clarissa?
Over that home, but I
We go hoard it.
You know, that happens. And so, you know, I think it helps sometimes if we just do have that little chunk in the back of my mind. We are about to enter a season of grief in my family because of the loss that we had last year. And I know that even now my heart is tingling, and I know as we approach that day, it's going to be harder. So what do I need to do? I need to take more time to pray. I need to have that favorite passage of Scripture. And I need to remind those people around me that I love them. And should we not see each other again, I want them to know that I will see them again. You know, again, you know, tornadoes that touched down in Alabama this week, we're up 65 right off our parents. And that's not, you know, I'll wait for you to read them, that's it. But two rows over from Cousin's wife. And I just was thankful for that. And I just got one more chance to say, I love you. You know,
right.
Sometimes that's just what we have to do. We have to make that plan of action and say, this is what I'm going to do to help those and to help me, because then you need to do the best I can do.
Okay. So a couple verses, a couple songs, and then reach out to people that you love and that love you. But how many of you were here when the tornado came through Fayetteville? However many, what year was that? Anybody remember? 2011, when it came, and that was, it's just amazing how, like you said, you know, one house is completely destroyed and the one two over is like nothing happened at all. Through Cotton Aid. Okay. Yep. Oh yeah, I remember a couple of days after I took my motorcycle and drove down Riley Road and kind of just follow the path where it went through and just destroyed so much. A lot of devastation there. Any other thoughts on this?
There's not a lot that says you have to handle it alone. When your Christian community comes around you and surrounds you, that can be of great comfort and help.
Okay. So you're using your Christian community, but you have to humble yourself and share the needs in order for that to happen. But yes, exactly true. Chris?
Well, the thought I had was that a couple years ago I was faced with a concern, and I went to my mentor, and he told me, he said, you got to put things in one of two perspectives. Is it temporal or eternal? And if you can compartmentalize things and think about those things, it was so much easier.
Okay. So is it a temporal thing, or is it an eternal thing? So if it's temporal, it's a lot easier to subrogate or set it aside and realize it's not that big of a deal. And yet when a lot of little temporary things are piling up, it sure seems overwhelming. But for sure. Any other thoughts? Yep, Brian.
When my life is falling apart, my wife is putting me in check and telling me I need to stop doing everything myself and lean to the Lord. Because it seems personally when I've been involved in natural disasters, hurricanes, or tornadoes, or illnesses or anything, I have more of a sense of peace with those than I do a lot, you know, sometimes when I actually think my life is falling apart, because I just think it should, you know, it should go one way when I'm just trying to take it, you know, God's just saying, no, that's not what I want you to do, and I'm just trying to run with it. So a lot of times my wife will tell me to, you know, stop and pray and see what, you know. And sometimes I'll just stop whatever direction I wanted to go, whatever had to be done, or I won't do it until I get a clear answer from God, or, you know, sometimes it may never even need to be done, or, and a lot of times, falling apart, that's, a lot of that's just done on me personally, you know, and not.
Yeah, no, and you know, I came up with this like a earlier in the week, and my thought process wasn't, you know, like your life, you know, maybe falling apart was maybe too strong. But just when events are just, you know, compounding upon each other, and this week has been, my truck battery went dead, had to replace it. My ice maker quit working. I bought a new one, put it in, didn't work. Had the technician come out, tell me he didn't know what was wrong. Called me back later, told me to turn my circuit breaker off for 2 minutes, turn it back on, hit the reset button, and then it worked. So I paid, you know, $120 for him to tell me to flip my circuit breaker off. While he was there, he took my filter out of the fridge, put another one in. Now that's leaking. Yesterday morning, apparently the night before last, the dishwasher, something happened and was leaking, filled up with water and got in under my hardwood floor in my kitchen. So now my hardwood floor is all warped and bubbly. So trying to have a dehumidifier. So, right. I mean, it's not like I don't feel like my eternal life is destroyed, but, you know, I was doing a job yesterday and I was rebuilding porch columns, you know, and I'm brad nailing with my left hand trying to keep the boards lined up with my right hand, and I must have twisted the brad nailer just enough and the brad nail went through the wood into my thumb and, you know, just stuck me in the thumb. Ouch. I was replacing vinyl siding and, you know, I saw an anthill, and so I deliberately, you know, stuck my foot away from it so I wouldn't step in them. And, you know, 10 minutes later, as I'm still working, I started feeling something on my leg, and I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking, I know I'm far enough away from this anthill. Like, they shouldn't, you know, it's not that, it can't be that. You know, it's gotta be, and I look down, they're like all over my shoe, on my pants, on my, so then, you're trying to shake them loose, and I couldn't even tell you how many ant bites I have from my knee down to my ankle and on my arm. And it's just like, what else can go wrong? It's just been one of those weeks where, and I know my wife was like, it's just stuff. You replace the battery, we can fix the fridge, we can fix the dishwasher. Your ant bites will heal, your thumb will get better at some point, even though it's still throbbing. What's that? Yes. She hid my gun, so I don't know where it's at. I'm not on blood thinner, so at least it clotted at some point. I wrapped it with, I did have a Band-Aid in the truck, but I wrapped it and whatever. So, Yes, then some do, but I haven't gone there yet. And our time's up. But what I want you to think about, again, with the disciples, is we were going to look at verse for the 8. And when he comes, he'll convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. And one thing for you to do this week, think about, when we think of conviction or convicting, and you might want to do a word search on that, but when we normally think of the word convict, when we see convict the world concerning sin, it's like, yeah, I got that. But then he says, I'm going to convict the world concerning righteousness. So where is he going? Where is Jesus going with the fact that the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world of righteousness? So think about that, and we will get to that next week for sure. I promise. But anyway, Father, thank you for the time we've had today to just really talk and share hearts with one another and how important that is. And as Renee said just a little bit ago, having a Christian community and brothers and sisters that we can share with and talk with. And we thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for those that are visiting today. And I ask that you would be real in their lives, that you would speak to their hearts. And bless Pastor as he preaches once again in the 10:45 service. And we'll thank you in your name. Amen.